You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a story out about the words that we use and how many people will use bigger words purely to try to sound smarter. And the studies show that nearly 60% of people are throwing out words that they don't even know for sure what they mean. But they're like, well, it makes me sound smart. So they asked people, what are these words that you think makes you sound smart? And the number one on the list, Jeremy, was articulate.
I like that word. Articulate.
Abysmal was on the list. Exacerbate. The other side of the coin, though, is that there are words that when you use them, people think you sound pretentious. Number one was is a phrase. It's faux pas. Would it be a faux
one.
Pas to use the term
they
faux
use
pas?
A, with the fashion a lot, a fashion faux pas.
The word audacious is considered pretentious, and so is caveat. You know, there's one caveat to all of this.
Yeah, that sounds snooty.
Whatever. I got news for nerds for you. The guys at MIT, there's some smart folks at MIT. They have created a new material that is as light as plastic, but stronger than steel.
That's pretty cool.
Jeremy, think about all the manufacturing processes that this will now be able to benefit. They say everything from small little gadgets all the way up to bridges and buildings.
Yeah, cars, I would think, you know?
Sure.
Why not?
Cuts way down on the weight. It's stronger than steel, as light as plastic.
What's it made out of?
Taffy. I don't know.
Huh.
NASA is planning on retiring the International Space Station within the next 10 years. They say by 2030, it'll be pretty much shut down. They're going to take parts of it to use for other space stations. But mostly what they're doing is they're just turning over things like space stations to private industry, which they say can do it cheaper.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Take it out of the hands of
the
government.
Make it a little nicer,
yeah.
Probably.
But what's going to happen here is they're going to take the space station, they're going to gradually bring it into a closer Earth orbit so that it, before you know it, plunges into the Pacific Ocean.
Why are environmentalists not raising some hell about this, is my question.
Mm-hmm.
They said it's the size and weight of something like 380 cars or something. So, I mean, just think about a barge going out to the ocean and dumping, let's say, let's round up 400 cars into the ocean.
Yeah.
What's that going to do to the environment?
Where do you want to put it?
I want them
you don't
to
want
shoot
it coming
it
down on
space.
Land, do you?
Go up there, hook a rocket to it, and push it out into space.
You can't do
the
that.
The infinite, vast space. Shoot it out.
Instead, they're like,
let's send it down so that whales can eat it.
I don't like it, Dom. You know what it would take to get it out of Earth orbit? We don't even have that many
rockets.
What did
rockets, it take to get
probably.
It up there?
Well, yeah, you brought it up there in little pieces.
It just needs a gentle nudge. It's a gentle nudge to send it off.
I think you need to go study. So you need to talk to some of those astrophysics buddies of yours and ask them why you can't do that.
I guarantee you they could hook some rockets on that thing and
look,
blow
it's
it
coming
out
down
past
in
the
ocean,
moon.
Whether you like it or
I
not.
I don't like
okay?
it, Dom.
It's an area of the ocean that they call the spacecraft cemetery. There's not land within like a couple thousand miles of
no,
it.
But there's animal life.
And then lastly, Detroit is the first city to get this new road system that has electric coils under it so that it will charge electric vehicles as they're driving over. Kind of like you do wirelessly with your phone. If you set your phone down on a charging pad or something, yeah. It's the same thing. The car drives over the road and underneath it, there's coils that are charging the batteries.
That's pretty cool. I do like
that is really cool. And that's you know neat. What? That's going to be in a lot of places before you know it.
That's neat. So,
but,
I do like that.
But Detroit gets the first. What else
right.
is trending?
Super Bowl is trending. If you're looking to take out an ad for the Super Bowl right now, I'm sorry, you can't. I'm sorry. They're all booked. They're all sold out. And check it out. You'd have to be forking out $7 million for this year's Super Bowl ad. So they are saying that this is a no-brainer for advertisers. You get a lot of eyeballs on these commercials. And now, of course, instead of just showing them during the game, they can simulcast them onto Telemundo and the Peacock Network and any other sort of streaming services. And now websites. I mean, with the pop-up ads, and you can go to YouTube and watch them. So you're getting a lot of bang for your buck for the $7 million now. But, man, it's still a lot of money, isn't it? They're just raking it in.
I'm the last guy to ask about it. I am the least impressed person on the planet by Super Bowl commercials.
They're pretty lame anymore.
They always are, and I don't get the whole mystique that they've built around it. It's like, it's
and this,
okay.
The excitement's fizzled now, too, because they release them all before the game, even. You don't even have to sit there and wait for them. You can just go on YouTube right now and watch all the Super Bowl ads. So
get a couple of celebrities to do some wacky things, or get animals to do wacky things, or babies. That was the whole thing with Super Bowl commercials for years. Babies. They were all either animals that were talking or babies that were talking.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
It's like, whatever.
Hot new
Again,
trend.
Mouth breathing, looking at the TV screen.
Babies are talking. Hot new trend in fitness. You like fitness? The hot new trend is running backwards, or they're calling it retro running. It's been around for a while, actually, and I used to see this at the gym all the time. People would get on the treadmill and walk backwards, or those stair-stepper machines, and they'd go backwards. But
and it burns
anyway,
more calories? Is
that's
what
they
thing?
Say. It's supposed to burn more calories, and it's better for your knees, apparently. But I would say it's probably worse for your neck and falling. Because now you're going to be jacked around, you know, trying to look behind you. But I guess a lot of people are doing this now to get in shape, running backwards. And I want to see you do that on all your trail running that you do, Don.
It's dangerous enough as it is.
End up with a tree branch in your booty.
Hey, you'll be proud of me.
What?
I've gotten back on the whatever that device is that you talked me into buying.
Oh, yeah. The, what's it called? Yeah.
Whatever
it's
that's
good,
called.
Though.
It's a hell it's of a workout,
knees.
Man.
It's good for your knees. I mean, better for your knees, let's say, than running.
Right.
It's low impact. What is that damn thing called? It's the Bowflex Max Trainer.
Is that it?
Yeah. I like mine.
It's the sweat maker is what it is.
It gets you dripping. Sure does. What else is trending? Bezos. Bezos is trending in that goofy little Amazon company. I guess he needs a little help paying for that new pee-pee ding-ding rocket that he's got. They just announced that they're jacking up prices for Prime memberships, going up to $140 a year now. They're doing about a 17% increase. It's the first increase since 2018, but it's a biggie. That's a big jump. $20 essentially from what it is right now. Will you pay it?
Of course.
The answer is yes. We will all pay
I'll
it.
Pay it.
Because
I know there's a lot of people who
shipping.
Are like saying, I'm canceling. Well, okay. Fine.
What? Getting my packages to me faster then. A lot
Those
of people,
are the people
don't
who will
know.
Cancel, and after about 3 months, they'll sign back up. So
there's a lot of other things that are included besides the shipping. Like, go on there. You have access to a lot of things, from music to entertainment to magazines to books. Like, there's a lot of things on there that you have access to. It's just not for shipping. I talked to somebody the other day that was like, "It's just you're just paying for shipping." I'm like, no, there's a whole menu of things that you get for that. Beer is trending this morning. This French beer, it's a French brewer. They're using algae right now with a naturally occurring pigment to turn their beer blue. The beer name is called Line. I don't know, but they're jumping on this algae as a dietary supplement bandwagon right now. They say it's actually fairly good for you to eat some algae. But anyway, they're dumping it into beer and it looks like Smurf beer. It's bright blue. It's kind of cool looking. And it's described as hoppy, light, and loaded with fruity notes, Dom. Sounds fun, right? Let's do clickbait. That's also fun.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I guarantee you this will be the grossest picture that you see all month. The story behind it is a couple from Ireland who recently went out and bought a used couch because they have pets. And they didn't want anything too fancy. Well, they got the couch back to the house, sat down on it, and the remote slid down into the crack of the cushions. Boyfriend reached down to get the remote and instead pulled out handfuls of fingernails and toenails. Thousands of them, they said. Why didn't they inspect the couch a little bit better before they purchased it? That's my question.
I'm kidding. I would take those cushions
anyway,
off and look around.
Anyway, you can see the picture of what they found underneath the cushions on our Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.